Nice job, Rangers. Nice job.
Well, hey,
yep.
Dropped
nice
the
job.
First one.
Yeah, they did.
Trying hard to steal defeat from the jaws of victory.
Yeah, that's it.
They'll do it.
So now, are you tired or you have a throat thing happening?
I got a little throaty thing going on.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I sound better than I did an hour and a half ago.
Okay, well, at least you're not having to do anything Saturday. Okay.
True. Yeah, no, but I got to do something tonight, which is far more involved than my Saturday gig.
Have to go to Colleenville, huh?
Yeah. Beautiful Buckley.
Yeah, that'll be great. And one of the great nicknames in high school football comes to
you betcha.
Bryan, Texas,
to Merrill Green Stadium, the Hippos.
Do you think they have? Do they have a mascot? I wonder. And
they have to have one.
I mean, but you know, one that dresses. You know,
one can only hope. I'm picturing male and female hippos. I think if you're the hippos, you've got to have a hippo and a skirt.
That's
out there.
Right. And will they be pink?
Well, and the thing
is, they're orange.
Yeah, they're
orange
are.
Hippo.
Yeah, they're orange and white.
No, they might wear an orange outfit. They could have the little vest that won't quite button because of the portliness of the see, and that's another thing.
Do you know the story behind how they got their name?
No, I don't know the hippo story.
Long time ago,
way back in the misty past.
Yes, there was a circus that came through Williamson County.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
and a hippo escaped from the train.
Really?
Because
nice.
If you go through Hutto, the trains are the tracks are right there along Highway 79. Last week or 2 weeks ago.
All the way to Round Rock,
And a hippo escaped and was never recovered, or at least was rumored to have never been recovered, and hence was born the Hutto Hippos.
I'll be darned. I bet that story will be retold tonight during a lull in the game.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Sure.
Do they have a bonfire ahead of time where they all sit around and talk about the last hippo trip?
Ooh. We'll march in behind the band.
Yeah, that's it. Wow. So, I mean, there was a lonely old hippo who died alone out somewhere in the marshland of Williamson County? Is that
It's probably where some subdivision is now.
Is there a hippo grave somewhere?
Excuse me. If there's anything in Hutto.
Hippo?
Hippo. It's almost a subdivision. Except for that guy who's got that acre of hay right there by the subdivision. That's not worth any money.
The interesting thing about Hutto is you drive through and they still have, I mean, you can tell how tiny Hutto used to be.
Yeah.
Because right there, just off Highway 79, is old downtown Hutto.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it is quaint, my friend.
Yeah.
Truly it's smaller than downtown Calvert.
Truly a town in transition.
Yeah. Well, I've got niece and nephews that live in Hutto, so I go there fairly often. And they live just about two blocks from the high school. And it's... You know, it's built up. You know, there's lots of...
It's built up,
There's lots of fancy little neighborhoods in there.
Dunn been some folks moved in. Anyway, so they're coming to our place. So.
They're coming to Green.
That's fine. Yeah. And the other two teams are out of town. So the so-called toilet paper bandit has pled guilty to attempted robbery in Lincoln. Sentencing is set for
Nebraska?
Next month. Uh-huh. Not Lincoln,
is there a football
Texas.
Player missing?
Yeah, 29-year-old Joshua Nelson of Lincoln. Nelson made his plea Wednesday in Lincoln County District Court. Police said that Mr. Nelson concealed his face by swathing himself in toilet paper before he walked in to rob a convenience store armed with a knife. Nobody hurt in the robbery. And
kind of walking in looking like the Elephant Man, wouldn't he?
Well, so yeah, and of course, as happens, you know, there are cameras there, but and apparently, probably if you go out on YouTube, you'll find a picture of a guy who's got his face covered in layer upon layer of Charmin. You wonder if it's scented or not. Don't know if it's one ply, two ply, or the magical three ply.
They've quit putting scents in toilet paper.
Oh, have they quit doing it? Yeah. I don't know. I haven't bought
it. It's hard to find.
Yeah,
scented
stuff. Yeah.
Wait, Tom, did you just hear that?
Yeah.
It's very disturbing.
Yeah, I did.
I stopped buying scented toilet paper.
No, you made it sound like you hadn't bought toilet paper in years.
Yeah, no, I have.
Okay.
And again, see, you're not...
Yeah, he does that Sam's thing.
You're really? Too... Yeah.
John Wayne toilet paper.
You are too young, possibly, to remember this, but Tom would, that, you know, for a long time, to match the decor of your bathroom, there was colored toilet paper.
Oh, I remember that.
Is there still not?
I don't believe
so. No. I remember when I was, you know, and you're right, I was very young, but I remember seeing blue toilet paper and green and like a peachy orange or something like that.
I think that basically covers it all.
Are there anything with any flowers on it or nothing?
Well, embossments, yes, but I believe We're dealing with white now.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Info.
Mation.
If there were only some place we could go.
Uh-huh.
A clearinghouse of information.
Well, you go first.
Yeah, I know. Well, we might be able to find out if that were still the case. We'll let you know.
It's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good morning. A good morning meeting.
Six 19, News Talk 1620, WTAW, and as a matter of fact, going to JustToiletPaper.com.
Mm-hmm. JustToiletPaper.com?
That's what it's called, JustToiletPaper.com. 7 unique colors of soft 2-ply tissue, dermatologist approved, as one would hope.
Yeah.
Your 6-pack is $18.95.
That's expensive.
And they are sold out. They got nothing.
Well, you know, if they only made like 6 packages, yeah.
That could be true, but $18.95 is a bit pricey. Don't think I'd need that. All right, now that we've come full circle on that,
yeah,
we can wrap that up. Yeah.
And we know the bad part of dermatologist jobs now, too.
You know, we used to have...
Thought they just dealt in pimples, you know.
You know, they I wonder if they still have some sort of restriction on underage purchases of TP around Halloween. Times,
you know,
like that.
Not sure about that.
And hey, if all they're doing is TP in houses, yeah, we're in pretty good shape. You understand?
So dermatologists tested. Do you think they have, like, you walk in a room and there's a bunch of dermatologists in cages and they hand them toilet paper? Or how does that work?
Yeah, they jump on them.
Yeah,
and
all right,
yeah.
There we go.
All right, happy birthday to you this weekend. If it's yours, it's 24th of September. Today, actress Sheila McRae turns 86 years old today. She was a lot of... Yeah, Rodgers and Hammerstein Broadway shows.
Gordon's wife.
Yeah, Gordon's wife, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Singer Sonny Turner of the Platters turns 71 years old today. Singer Gary Marsden, that'd be Gary and the Pacemakers, is 68.
Jerry, but that's fine.
Jerry, excuse me.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right, Jerry. Lou Dobbs, the news anchor guy.
Sure.
Yeah, there you go, is 65 years old today. And Kevin Sorbo, that'd be Hercules, is 52 years old. And Kyle Sullivan from Malcolm in the Middle, if you watch that, turns 22 years old today. And let me see. Dead. Oh, my gosh. A lot of dead folks. But that's all we got among the living.
Is Stephanie McMahon only 34? Is that somebody?
Is that Vince's wife?
Is that the daughter? Yeah, I don't know. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Because Vince has got to be pushing 60, right? Anyway, Stephanie McMahon of WWE, I got to believe that's the daughter. Rafael Palmeiro.
Used to be a Texas Ranger.
Oh, is he not anymore?
Okay. No, he doesn't play anymore.
46. Mean Joe Green, did you say him?
No, I didn't.
From North Texas State.
Hey, Mean Joe.
Yeah. Be 64.
And the Pittsburgh Steelers. Iron Curtain guy.
Yeah. Joe Kennedy, the congressman, he's got a birthday. And Alan Combs.
Oh!
Our buddy.
Our own Alan Combs.
That's it.
When he gets here, we'll wish him happy birthday.
That's right. He's 60.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we don't normally talk about people who have passed, but there is a foursome of those. Jim McKay's birthday would have been today. Jim Henson's birthday would have been today. Linda McCartney and Phil Hartman, all would have shared birthdays today. So there you go on that. Coming up tomorrow, Barbara Wawa turns 81 years old.
Really?
Tomorrow, yeah. 81.
What kind of a tree are you?
Old.
There you go.
Yeah, a lot of rings.
Wrinkled bark. Yeah, lots of rings. Lots of rings.
Michael Douglas will be 66 years old tomorrow. Cheryl Teagues. She's the one that, does those workout commercials with Navasota Boy, right?
No, that's Christy Brinkley.
That's Christy Brinkley. I get them confused, too. I'm sorry, and I did just now, as a matter of fact. 63. Mark Hamill, that would be Luke Skywalker, 59 years old. Heather Locklear.
And after all these years, remains so.
Oh, yeah. And she's 49.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah, a year away from the big 5-0. Scottie Pippen, former basketball guy with the Bulls, is 45 years old. Will Smith, the actor, turns 42 years old. And it's a birthday marriage tomorrow. We told you Michael Douglas is 66. And wife Catherine Zeta-Jones is, or is it Zeta?
Zeta,
41 years old tomorrow.
25 if you want to do the math. Okay.
25 difference. Okay.
Look at it this way. If that ever happens to me, then my future wife is Nine. She's nine today. So when I go to pick up my daughter who's in the second grade, I'll look for her in the third grade today and say, how you doing? Yeah, that ain't creepy at all,
that's,
is it?
Yeah, I was going to say, no, that's just all. A little bit more than a ton of creepy. Yeah, all right. Yeah,
coming up on Sunday, Jack LaLanne. How old do you think Jack LaLanne is?
107.
Yeah. No, 96.
Really?
96 years
closer
old tomorrow.
Than most than you might have thought.
Yeah.
I hope he's got somebody to clean that juicer out for him. You know what I'm saying? You know, somebody's got to rinse that thing
yikes.
Out.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right. I'm sure he shuffles over and cleans yeah. out the juicer.
Yeah, I got to clean the juicer out again.
Yeah, yeah. That has a whole new meaning for a guy 96, too. Yeah. Kent McCord, who, you know, we still, 50 years later, say all he was ever on was Adam 12.
Yeah, Adam 12 and what else?
Yeah, 68 years old on Sunday. Olivia Newton-John will be 62. Linda Hamilton, the Terminator films, and she was in that Beauty and the Beast TV show.
Was married to the King of the World for a little
James
while.
James Cameron.
Married
yeah.
to James Cameron, yeah, but that didn't work out. James Caviezel played Jesus and Bobby Jones. Both of those people.
It's, not in the same movie.
No, not in the same movie. Is 42 years old. Serena Williams, pretty good tennis player, is 29 on Sunday. And that's all I got.
Olivia Newton-John.
I said that.
I'm sorry, because mm-hmm. I was zeroed in on Donna Douglas.
Oh, Donna Douglas.
Ellie May. Birthday.
Ellie May.
Ellie May.
Oh, and she hadn't changed a bit.
No. yeah,
she's not in pounds or skin tone.
She's down there doing a tour of the villages in Florida, though. She's 77 biggins today, so good for her. It's a 625.